Before we start the show, guys, I just want to talk to you really quickly about draft. We're entering the part of the season where a lot of people still want to play fantasy, but they've been knocked out of their leagues, unfortunately. You can still join us on the Draft app. Draft is the easiest way to play daily fantasy football, where you get to participate in a real live fantasy football draft. We're running promotions all the time with our Draft app. New depositors, there's so much going on. You use our promo code EachLeagueFantasy. Not only do you get a free $3 entry, we're going to hook you up with some sort of merch just for being a new depositor on the Draft app. Just use our promo code EachLeagueFantasy. They have 100% money back guarantee if you don't enjoy it, if you don't have a good time. Follow us, EachLeagueFantasy on the app is the promo code. Play against me, ESF Brito. Play against Dale, ESF Dale. You can invite us personally to contests. Join us on the Draft app.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Woo! Uh-huh. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the Unfulfilled Promises of Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Christian Brito. Joining me, as always, is Mr. Dale DeMott. What's up, Dale?
What's up, man? We are the Unfulfilled Promises of Fantasy Football, probably because we get so much stuff, and it takes me a long time to send it out. I think we promised a bunch of people shirts and stickers and never gave it to them. So we just make promises and don't fulfill them.
It's okay. We also do this thing where we say we're going to get to something later in a show and always forget because it's not on the show notes, because we try to have a structured show, but we also like to go off the cuff, and we always forget about the off-the-cuff stuff.
Yes, and if you're listening, if you're kind of a new listener, my name is Dale, and you are listening to Christian Brito on the other side of my voice. He sounds like he just went through puberty, and he's trying to make his voice even lower than it is.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because it sounds like it, dude. You sound like
you're trying to talk like, hey guys.
I'm gonna lower my headset.
No, it's not your headset. It's your pitch. It's like, I think it sounds like you're trying to impress, like you're in sixth grade and you're trying to impress the eighth grade girl. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Like, hey Robin. Hey.
Why can't I just be impressed? Never mind. Let me not make a joke about impressing your eighth grade girls.
Yeah, there you go.
You guys get the point.
Yeah. Anyways, guys,
too many unwanted allegations out there. I do not need anything against my name.
Nope. Well, you probably do. I wouldn't be surprised if I start getting emails from our staff. Anyways, I'm not gonna make.
Just email me first. We can come to an agreement.
That's all you ask. Just talk to me first. And not making light of any situation, by the way. I definitely am not doing that. Folks, we are doing continuing our podcast from 2 days ago. Last podcast we did quarterbacks and running backs, kind of good matchups, bad matchups type thing, talking about some players. This week we are talking about wide receivers and tight ends. We're excited to get into that. Before we do all that, I do want to say I want to thank everybody for we've had a ton of requests and contributions to be part of Eat Nation. So I want to thank everybody on that note, help supporting the show. If you are not part of Eat Nation, an official member at least, go to our website, eatsleepfantasy.com, and click the join button. All kinds of cool packages, anywhere ranging from getting into the Facebook group to a private podcast, guaranteeing your spot in the listener league, all kinds of cool stuff. So check it out. We appreciate it. You supporting the show supports us, and continue to do this and, support our full-time gig doing this. So,
yeah. Well, Dale's really going to do one thing, which he's already done. He's going to take the money, whatever money we finally do make, and just buy more shit to give away.
Yeah.
Can't trust you anymore, man.
Listen, I bought, we talked about the decals. I have Eat Sleep Fantasy Boiler Dogs decal, okay? And I have Eat Sleep Fantasy Micro Dogs decal.
Right.
If you're waiting for a decal, I'm sending you our logo decal. If you're already waiting for one, it's coming soon, I promise. I have all the envelopes already addressed, ready to go. I just got to put the stickers in. I'm trying to figure out a way. I think what I'm going to do, Brito, if it's okay with you, Eat Sleep Fantasy Boiler Dogs and Eat Sleep Fantasy Micro Dogs. I think what we're going to do, we only have 50 of each. I think I want to make them like a limited thing. If you have a, you know, boiler dog or micro dog sticker, it's like you are top, you know, you are in our club, right? So I don't think I'm going to print any more of these stickers. I'm trying to figure a way to give them out. Any ideas just off the top of your head?
No, I have no ideas. You're the idea man.
Okay.
You're the peacock. I'm actually going to let you fly.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Question, Dale, can you read what I just sent to you in a message?
Pushing the envelope.
Interesting. That's all.
What'd that mean?
Because you said envelope, but a lot of people, when they read that sentence, will change the way they say it and say pushing the envelope.
Yeah. How do you say it?
Usually envelope until I read that sentence.
How did I say it just now?
You said envelope. You did not change your standards based on the sentence.
No, my standards.
It's a fun test. Go test people out.
Okay. I'll go type pushing the envelope to a lot of people. Because I'm very simple-minded. That's what it comes down to. I don't think in multi-dimensions. It's all one wavelength for me.
Explains why you constantly star CJ Anderson.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you know what I did in one of my leagues this week?
Star CJ Anderson?
Week 15, you know, semifinals, hoping to get into the finals of my championship. I started CJ Anderson, man. It's rough out there.
Oh, wait, hold on. I cannot take you serious right now.
Why? Because I sound ridiculous?
You just sound different, man. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know if I need to drink water. I'm thirsty. It's actually cold outside here in Miami, which is throwing me off.
No, I know. No, I don't think it's any of that. I just think, I don't know what it is.
Am I getting sick?
Maybe.
Maybe I'm getting sick?
Maybe. Maybe. Go take some elderberry syrup.
What the fuck is that? That sounds like something a hobbit would drink.
No, it's actually really good.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's really good for you. Get it at Whole Foods.
Welcome back to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the Elderberry Syrup Fantasy Football Podcast.
It's really good for you. I drink it all the time. If I feel like I'm getting sick, you drink like a tablespoon. It's fucking disgusting. But you drink a little tablespoon of it a couple days in a row, and it kind of balances you out a little bit. It's really expensive, though.
Elderberry syrup.
Yeah. It's definitely something that like yoga moms at Whole Foods buy.
Organic
Sambucus. Yeah.
Sambucus elderberry.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's definitely worth checking out.
Definitely worth checking out.
Yes.
It's got a 4.9 rating on the healthyhomeeconomist.com. / simple elderberry syrup to boost immunity.
Yep.
So if you want to check out the page, www.thehealthyhomeeconomist.com.
No, don't give them free advertising. Damn it.
/simple-elderberry-syrup-2-2-boost-immunity/. Check that out.
No, we can't be giving away free advertising. I was just about to email them too. Get some free elderberry syrup. That little bottle, probably, 5 inches tall, is like $20. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I can give you something else that's at least 5 inches for a lot cheaper than that.
I noticed you said at least.
Yeah, I was like trying to figure out how I can say that sentence without, selling myself short.
Oh, nice. Good job. All right. So let's jump into it.
Let's jump right into fantasy.
You know, no bullshit today, Christian.
No bullshit. No elderberry syrup.
No elderberry syrup. No unfulfilled
promises. Nope. No dick length talk. Let's just jump right into the fantasy football.
Don't talk about, you know, Eat Nation. None of that stuff. Let's get right into it.
EatSleepFantasy.com. Click on join.
Yeah, join. All right. So Let's talk about wide receivers here. I want to talk about some good matchups and bad matchups. You can talk about tight ends when I'm done. A couple guys I would like to talk about, though. One guy that always jumps out of the page with me and that we don't really talk about enough, I still think he is a top 12 fantasy wide receiver going in even to next year, is Dez Bryant. Okay. This week he's playing Oakland. Oakland, obviously, really good matchup. If you don't know, they play very well against... the wide receivers usually play very well against Oakland. Dez Bryant had 73 yards and a touchdown against a New York Giants defense that is plays pretty similar. Going into Oakland in Week 15, what are your expectations here? I will bet that he scores another touchdown here, 50 yards and a touchdown against Oakland Raiders.
And that's fine. Saying that he's a top 12, let's break this into components. Saying he's a top 12 wide receiver for this week, fine, because I think he scores, I think he gets some yards, and I think you can feel safe about him this week against that defense. Saying he's a top 12 guy moving forward, moving towards next year, I think you're kind of crazy, man.
You think so?
Yeah, he's definitely lost a step. He is the wide receiver 21 on the year this year, and that's only because he's put together a couple weeks in a row of double-digit fantasy points, 14.5. 2 weeks ago, 17.8 fantasy points. Last week in a standard scoring league, I think he gets you double digits again at Oakland, but moving forward, moving towards next year, if we're going to talk about that, he's not a wide receiver one anymore.
I don't know. I think he's a product this year. He's a product of Dak Prescott. I mean, I don't think there's been a wide receiver like him that fluctuates in targets so much. I mean, 1 week he gets 16 targets. The next week he gets 2. Then he gets 13. Then he gets 8. Then he gets 6. Then 14 and 7. It's like he doesn't get steady enough targeting and target share on the team to really be productive. So I'm betting on Dak Prescott next year to feed him the ball a little more consistently is all I'm saying.
That's fair. The one thing that shocked me about him is he's been on the field all year. Even though he has 6 touchdowns, he's just the type of guy that you expect to, if he's healthy all year, to have had more than that. He is not fighting for the ball. In a jump ball situation, there was a point in his career where Dez Bryant was better than anybody else. And yes, he's not there anymore.
No, he is not.
That's all.
I agree. Okay. I agree. So this week, playing Dez Bryant, are you comfortable starting him as, if you have him as a wide receiver one, I'm okay. I'm okay with that.
This week he is a borderline wide receiver one.
Okay.
This week.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah. I mean, if you have, say, Dez Bryant paired with, I don't know, somebody like Mike Evans or...
I'd rather have Dez.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
Dez Bryant is in the Tyreek Hill, Brandon Cooks group this week.
Sure.
Okay. Although I think even maybe a little safer than those guys.
Okay. One guy that we don't talk about enough, and it's actually pretty funny, I am, to backtrack a little bit, I am, with the help of a couple of our guys, are putting together a series of like flashback episodes of some good calls and bad calls. Mm-hmm. I just came across a clip from Armando preseason talking about Marquise Lee. Pretty interesting. He seemed to really like him this year, even with Allen Robinson in. And, of course, we know what happened with Allen Robinson. But, anyways, let's get back on track for me. Marquise Lee has a really good matchup this week. Last week against Seattle, he had 65 yards. The week before that, he had 86 and a touchdown. Last couple games, he's had a good amount of targets. I expect the target share to continue to be, you know, 6+ for this game against Houston.
Right.
What do you see out of him this week? Can he save your team as a wide receiver to flex if you're desperate?
So, I mean, the targets have been okay the last couple weeks with 10 targets, 6 targets. I think you'll see closer to those 10 targets this week against Houston. The way you beat Houston is by passing the ball. We saw Jimmy Garoppolo throw for over 300 yards last week. I don't think there's any reason not to believe that Blake Bortles can do the exact same thing against this Houston offense. And if you're going to be the leading wide receiver on a team that's going to be passing, trying to pass to win this game, I think you're going to have a productive enough fantasy day. You can get away with him. I really think you can get away with Marquise Lee as a wide receiver 3.
Yes. No matter what anybody else is telling you, start Marquise Lee over DeeDee Westbrook is all I'm saying.
Okay.
DeeDee Westbrook is getting undeserved hype, I think.
I don't think it's undeserved. They're about the same guy right now.
I trust Marquise Lee way more than DeeDee Westbrook.
DeeDee Westbrook, 6 targets, 10 targets, 9 targets, 8 targets in the 4 games he's played.
Right.
I think he's just as safe as Marquise Lee.
Would you play DeeDee Westbrook over Marquise Lee?
I think I have Lee ranked like a couple of spots ahead of Westbrook.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's an outlandish statement whatsoever to have Westbrook ahead of.
Okay.
I think they're both
The guys I'm playing Marquise Lee over are guys like Stephon Diggs, Robbie Anderson.
I would not do either one of those.
DeeDee Westbrook, Cooper Kupp.
I am not with you on a lot of these.
Okay.
I'd rather have Stephon Diggs. I'd rather have Robbie Anderson.
Stephon Diggs, what's your thing with him? Just because you traded for him in our league of record or what? Because
he got 10 targets last week.
Yeah, 10 targets, 64 yards the week before that. 5 targets, 32, 7 for 66. They're all okay.
Yeah.
He hasn't scored since week 10 against Washington.
Yeah.
And before that, it was several weeks that he scored touchdowns. Great. Like, whatever. Like, he had a huge game week 3 against Tampa Bay. And he hasn't done much. I mean, I know he's been out. You know, he missed 2 games. But, I don't know.
Yeah,
there's nothing fancy.
He was really out of the season for like a four game stretch where he left the game on like the first play in week 5, then missed a couple games, then came back and, you know, played, but only played, you know, to a limited capacity against Cleveland. Then he had his bye and kind of came back okay. Hasn't been the same guy we saw the first half of the season, but I don't know. I think it's still in there. And I think he still has a solid floor. I like the Minnesota offense is really what I like.
Okay.
I think Adam Thielen is a stud. I think you can trust Latavius Murray. And I think Diggs is a solid flex play guy.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Fill in the blank.
What?
When the Saints...
When the fuck have you ever done fill in the blank on this show?
Dude, I'm a marketing genius. I just come up with this stuff on top of my head.
This is fill in the blank more so than my voice is bothering you.
Okay,
I really don't like that I can't hear myself. By the way, like, hold on.
I really, really hope that our listeners can hear your ridiculous voice right now. I hope it's just not on my end.
Because you said you never played fill in the blank.
All right, everyone, welcome back to our episode.
That's better.
My name is Chris Stoball.
So we have, I forgot I'm playing this game. Fill in the blank. The New Orleans Saints offensive player that will score the most points, not named Drew Brees, will be blank.
Michael Thomas.
You sound more like Mickey Mouse now.
No. You want Mickey Mouse? Is that what you want?
No, you just sound like Mickey Mouse just right there.
Oh, boy. Mishka, okay. Moshka, right. Michael Thomas.
Okay.
Is that any good? Is that terrible?
No. I was just going to say, you got to answer my question completely and finish out the discussion that I'm about to talk about in Mickey Mouse. So, Mickey, this week I like Ted Ginn. I don't know... I'll just put it this way. Ted Ginn will outscore both running backs for the Saints, I think. That, I know it's a bold call. I think this is going to be the game that Ted Ginn really comes back on. I bet you he scores a touchdown, gets a ton of yards here against the New York Jets. What's your thoughts so far on Ted Ginn this season? He's had a couple decent games. You know, I mean, it really depends on game script and how much he's getting targeted, and that's all to Drew Brees. But, you know, last game he only saw 2 targets. The game before that against Carolina, he saw 3. But then against the Rams, he saw, you know, a huge uptick with 11 targets and 71 yards. So what Ted Ginn could come out of this matchup with a poor passing defense?
First of all, I'd like to say, you're out of your fucking mind, Dale, if you think that Ted Ginn is going to outscore both Saints running backs. Second of all, I think he's had an okay season. It's kind of up and down. There was a stretch there where he was getting targets from about week 7 to week 12. But the last few weeks, you can't really rely on anything to do with Ted Ginn.
Okay. I did not hear a word you said, but that's great. We'll move on. Ted Ginn just has a good matchup.
Hello? Yeah, this is Christian. I'm back. Fucking okay. Mouse ran into my office. So. Something about he bought 21st Century Fox and something. I don't know. He's really adamant about wanting to come on the show. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to stop inviting these people to our show. First of all, Jay Cutler needs a lifetime ban from this show.
Yeah, Jay Cutler, Sanasi.
Oh, what the hell? Jay Cutler's here. Hey, Cutler.
Hey, Jay. Hello, Jay.
Dale, I thought you were Jay Cutler.
No, you remember you were Jay Cutler. Right, Jesus.
Can you cut this part?
No, forget it. Yeah, I'll cut it out.
All right, hold on. Do it again.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Hey, Jay Cutler. It's Dale with Eat Sleep Fantasy.
Hey, man. How's it going? We're only one game out of the playoffs here in Miami. How about that?
Yeah, you know, you played well against the Patriots. You finally won a game against Tom Brady. How did that feel, finally winning that game and finally saying, hey, I beat Tom Brady? You could finally say that.
Simple
in your career.
As this. How many Super Bowl losses does Tom Brady have? 2. How many Super Bowl losses does Jay Cutler have? 0. You do the
math. That's true. Tom Brady, it just seems like... Oh, God, you're smoking again, Jay. I told you got to slow down on the smoking. Hey, it just seems like Tom Brady just prepares the game better. How do you think you prepare compared to how he does? What do you think the difference is?
Well, first of all, I've never seen Tom Brady prepare with Doritos and Mountain Dew. And if you want to beat the Patriots defense, that's the way you got to do it.
Okay, Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Menthols is the way to go. This guy's smoking regulars, menthols.
Okay. I have a feeling that when your Mountain Dew's almost empty, you put out your cigarette by putting it into the Mountain Dew bottle.
What's wrong with that? You judging me?
It just... No, not at all, Jay Cutler. All right, well, good luck this week. Good talking to you again, man.
Miami Dolphins number 1.
What? Okay.
Hey, you know what I did this past week, right?
You quit 263
and 3. Saw that passer rating, 112.1. Yeah. Yep. Tom Brady ain't have that shit. Yeah, best quarterback of all time. Doesn't play for the Patriots.
You can't be smoking all the time. It's sending a bad message to the kids.
Also, my beard is here to stay. I'm growing it out. As long as the Dolphins keep winning, I'm growing my beard. True story.
Okay, put Christian back on the microphone, please.
What the fuck was he saying about his beard?
I don't know. I didn't even know he even had a beard.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm back. I want to talk more about Ted Ginn.
This episode is a total shit show. Mickey Mouse, you can't talk about Ted Ginn. We stopped talking about Ted Ginn a long time ago.
Out of here. Oh, leave me alone. This is harassment. Probably. Just get him out of here. Thanks.
You can't make jokes about harassment, Mickey. And
let's just get this guy out of here. What a buffoon. What a maroon. Saw what I did there.
All right.
Brought it
so,
up. Brought it up. Yeah, full circle.
Nobody understands.
Nobody gets that. There's like three people. There's
but
like three
you said
people
last
that
episode,
do
you can't
get
explain
that.
Jokes.
But I brought that full circle there with the.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a couple of people that are going to get that, that were listening to us last year.
There is nobody that's going to get that. I can promise you.
I guarantee there's at least one person that gets that joke. Whether or not they're listening to this episode is a different thing. There's at least one other.
If you understand Christian calling somebody a maroon, tweet at us, email us. I will give Christian $20 if anybody could say they, and you got to tell me what it all meant. You can't just say you know what it means.
Yeah,
you
tweet
tell
it, me what at it means. Eat Sleep FF if you know what it means.
All right. Okay. Let's look at some guys that I'm not too high on. Christian, I don't know if you are either. Josh Gordon, I'm expecting to come down to earth a little bit, playing against the Baltimore pass defense, which lately has been pretty decent. Josh Gordon, he had 11 targets his home, you know, his debut, went down to 6 targets against Green Bay, but still pretty effective. 3 catches, 69 yards, and a touchdown. Scored his first touchdown in like 2 years. So 85 yards, no touchdown, 69 yards and a touchdown. Where does he land on his third game against probably his toughest, toughest matchup yet?
Oh boy. I think Josh Gordon is going to be okay. You got to take a lot of factors in when you evaluate a wide receiver. I know the matchup is very important, but the most important thing to look at is the targets. And those have been there. 11 and 6 the last 2 weeks. I think you could trust in Josh Gordon as a wide receiver too. Oh boy. What the fuck? What's that? This guy needs to get off my microphone, honestly.
Yeah, so I again, that was so distracting. I had no idea what you said. But I'm pumping the brakes a little bit on Josh Gordon here. I'm not starting him with confidence. Low-end wide receiver 2 flex if you're desperate, right? I still am
taking
guys
like... Let me tell you what I think
like,
here about Josh Gordon.
Jake Cutler.
If I had Josh Gordon on my team, I would throw to him every single time I snap the ball.
I bet you would, because you're Jake Cutler. And that's you don't
First
really
of all,
know
the guy's
defenses.
Huge, right? I throw it up to him, he's going to catch the ball. That's all you need to know. Second of all, he likes to smoke too. He smokes something different. That's okay. But at least we're smoking buddies.
You're smoking buddies.
When you post this episode, just right after, maybe like an hour after, just say, did Mickey Mouse ruin the show? Because my buddy here, Mickey,
yeah,
he says that he did a great job on the show. I sure did. Oh, boy.
What is oh, boy? That Mickey Mouse does not say that. Where are you getting these catchphrases? You can't make up Mickey Mouse catchphrases.
That is Mickey Mouse's catchphrase.
He does not say, oh, boy, like that.
He says, oh, boy. And he says, Mishka, Mushka, Mickey Mouse.
Maybe I haven't watched Mickey Mouse in a long time.
Have you never seen my clubhouse?
Why do you keep like going,
I don't know what you mean.
All right. So again, Josh Gordon, I may or may not play. I'm not playing Josh Gordon over Marvin Jones. I think I have more faith in Jordy Nelson this week than Marvin than Josh Gordon.
Really?
I think I'm playing Jarvis Landry against Buffalo over Josh Gordon.
Oh, man.
It's a tough matchup, man. I mean, look, Josh Gordon has done well, but...
We have flipped positions on Josh Gordon, huh?
This is just a tough matchup for him. I mean, look, Green Bay is last when you adjust for matchups against wide receivers, and then he played the Chargers, who are kind of middle of the road against wide receivers. So, yeah, this is going to be his first real test. I think they can hold him.
What do you have Josh Gordon ranked as this week? Because I think he's a top 24 wide receiver.
Yeah,
I do too.
He's top 24.
Okay, so you're fine. You're fine. You're going to play Josh Gordon if you have him.
Okay. Yeah.
Unless you have, you know, two or three of the 23 other options, which you might. And if so, you can tweet at Dale DeMott your question, @Dale_fantasy, your questions, @EatSleepFF on Twitter. but only if you know the answer to what the maroon thing is.
All right. Another guy that I am worried about, I'm worried about all the Seattle wide receivers. And that,
really?
Yeah, I am. Against the Rams here, the Rams are playing better. I'm not crazy. We know Russell Wilson is kind of, you know, matchup proof. We've all been saying that. You and I both have Russell Wilson at one overall. But correct. I'm not sure which wide receiver to put my eggs in the basket or whatever the however you say that. I don't know which one to trust is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
And definitely I can't trust Paul Richardson.
By the way, Mickey Mouse's catchphrase is "Oh boy."
It is? I thought it was "See you real soon."
No, it's "Oh boy."
Oh boy.
He also says "Gosh jolly gee" a lot.
Oh yeah, golly gosh. Gee. Yeah, he does say "Gosh" a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. We'll bring him back later. He'll talk about it. It's fine. But
all right. Yeah. Going back to Josh Gordon, you are playing Josh Gordon over Corey Coleman, right? I mean, that's going to stay the same.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay, that's about.
And I am trusting in Doug Baldwin. He showed me over the last 2 weeks two matchups just as difficult as the LA Rams that he can be productive. 84 yards on 7 targets, 5 catches against Philly. 78 yards and a touchdown against Jacksonville. I think he will be just fine this week against LA.
Yep. I'm expecting a somewhat better game from Michael Crabtree. Did we talk about Michael Crabtree yet?
We have not talked about Michael
Crabtree. He's a top 12 for me. He's ranked 15 for you. I have him ranked at 11. Right. I'm confident as a top 12 wide receiver. Playing against...
Just because of the matchup?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, if you look...
He'll be fine, but I don't agree that he's going to be... Like locked and loaded, you can trust Michael Crabtree. Like
the two games,
you should worry about Michael Crabtree.
The two games that he's played, last two games that he played, New England, he had 11 targets for 51 yards, and last game against Kansas City, he had 13 targets for 60 yards. I don't see any reason why that trend wouldn't continue.
I'll tell you, I would snatch the chain off that guy. Okay, I'll leave. I'm sorry.
Wait, was that Jay Cutler?
Yeah.
Your voice is so deep, Christian, that you sound like Jay Cutler sometimes.
Christian's not here. This is Jay.
Oh, okay. Hey, Jay.
Do you want me to bring back the other guy that was in here?
Yeah, you don't make the show any better.
Okay. Hot dog! Some Jay fella just let me in. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog!
Mickey Mouse definitely never said hot dog.
Have you never seen Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
Does he say hot dog a lot?
Oh, toodles.
Jesus. You watch it way too much, I have a feeling.
You have a daughter.
Now you just sound like a 12-year-old boy going through puberty.
It all started with a mouse.
God. My daughter is not yet watching cartoons yet, so she doesn't even know who Mickey is.
Hello?
Yeah.
This fucking mouse won't leave, bro. I'm getting really tired. His voice is high-pitched. He keeps saying some shit about hot dogs.
Yeah, he keeps saying hot dog.
I don't understand. He's like, hey. Micro dogs are worse than boiler dogs, which I'm okay with, but like... He keeps saying it, and then something about, you know, play Josh Gordon and maybe be a little bit worried about Michael Crabtree. I don't know.
Let's talk about tight ends. What do you got?
Tight ends. We're not going to talk about, you know, the simple stuff. You know, Gronk, even though he's playing Pitt, you're going to start him. Zach Ertz, you're a fool if you're not starting him against New York. You're but fool. I got a couple guys that maybe, maybe not. That you can trust this week, Ricky Seals-Jones. A little bit of a deeper dive. I think you might be able to play him. I know last week was rough, one catch for 20 yards. That might happen with a tight end. But I'm giving him another shot this week against Washington. Pretty good matchup. Next week again against the Giants. I think those are two matchups that you can trust him for your fantasy championship for a guy that's pretty much still out there everywhere. What say you, Dale?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think two good matchups. When you're looking at tight ends, they can be so fluky. You know, the tight end with five targets is pretty decent for a streaming tight end. And yeah, I mean, great matchup this week against Washington in the bottom 10 against tight ends. So yeah, I like it. I think he is, if you're in a position where, I don't know, you have somebody like, you know, you've been trying to ride Cameron Brate or somebody like that, or, you know, streaming guys like Greg Olsen. I like Ricky Seals-Jones, RSJ, better than those guys.
I'll give you a guy I love this week. He has been really, really involved in the offense for the past, you know, 8-9 weeks or so. Consistent, and nobody is really looking at him as much as they should. I think he catches another touchdown this week. Who do you think it is?
Julius Thomas.
I'll give you a very simple... Oh, my God. Very simple hint. I'm infatuated with this offense.
David Njoku.
Okay, first of all, his name is Njoku.
That's what I said. Njoku.
And no, it's Kyle Rudolph.
Okay.
Yeah, Kyle Rudolph has been quietly amazing.
Oh, this season. Yep.
And I think that he is a plug and play, locked and loaded wide tight end this week. And a lot of people, I get questions about what to do with him. I know he didn't practice Thursday. He should be ready for Sunday. If he doesn't play.
You think so?
I think you
know what I'm going to say.
What?
I don't think he's going to play.
You don't think he's going to play?
No.
Okay. So if he doesn't play, then you play RSJ.
Sure.
And you're good to go.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, Kyle Rudolph, you're right, has been quietly playing very well in the last few games. He has 4 touchdowns in the last 3 games, averaging almost 5 targets a game. So,
all right. So let's say he's out. His replacement is David Morgan. Not trusting him at all, right? He doesn't do what Burton did for Philly?
I don't think so. I think, no, I don't think so.
Okay. So if he doesn't play, does that bump up Diggs at all for you? Or Thielen? Or any of the running backs?
I think it helped. I don't know, man. It bumps up the entire offense, I guess, just a little bit. Kyle Rudolph isn't a huge target share guy. I mean, he doesn't take a huge amount of targets anyways.
Disagree.
And Case Keenum isn't a guy married to the tight ends like Carson Wentz was either. I mean, when you're comparing the two like that. You think he is?
Kyle Rudolph has been consistent with his targets, man. This is his targets since week 5. 9, 9, 7, 7, 7, 7, 4, 5, 5. Every week he's going to get some targets, man. He's already got 7 touchdowns on the year.
I'm not saying Kyle Rudolph sucks.
Even though he's been in a walking boot, he's not a super mobile guy. He just goes out there, stands in the end zone, and gets the ball thrown to him. I don't think he's a talented tight end at all.
You're getting defensive, I think.
Okay, you're right. He's not going to play. You're right.
Look, he's a good tight end.
If he plays, you start him.
Yes, absolutely. If he doesn't I'm just trying to say that's the stupidest thing.
Okay.
Case Keenum is not a quarterback that is zoned in on his tight end, is what I'm trying to say.
Fair enough.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
And you're getting all upset. All
right, that's fine. I agree. All I'm saying is if he plays, and I know he's been questionable, he's going to end up being questionable. By the time you guys listen to this, he's probably questionable for Sunday. If he plays, I would start him.
Do you know why he's in a boot?
Because he hurt his foot.
Oh, no. Do you know why he's in a walking boot?
No.
Because the boots were made for walking.
And that's just what they'll do.
One of these days, they're going to walk all over you. That's what I'm trying to say.
All right.
Man, this show sucks.
I've had a lot of fun with this show. I don't know what you're talking about.
Give me... look, I'm thinking of one tight end I want you to mention. Go ahead.
We're going to do this game where we're trying to guess each other's mind. Delanie Walker.
Wrong. Guess again.
Evan Ingram.
Guess again.
Jared Cook.
Guess again.
Hunter Henry.
Guess again.
Jimmy Graham.
Nope.
Jason Wynn.
Nope.
Charles Clay.
Nope.
Eric Ebron.
Nope.
Greg Olson.
Nope.
O.J. Howard.
Nope.
I don't know if I already said Jared Cook.
Nope.
Travis Kelce.
Nope.
Cameron Brate.
Nope.
Steven Anderson.
Nope.
David Njoku.
Nope.
Austin Hooper.
Nope.
Julius Thomas.
Nope.
Jesse James.
Nope.
Mercedes Lewis.
Nope.
Austin Seferian Jenkins.
No. There's one guy I'm thinking of.
Ben Watson.
There you go.
First try.
That's the guy I wanted you to talk about.
Yeah.
I think you named 30 tight ends there.
Got it on the first try. I read your mind, Ben, man. That was amazing.
Ben Watson... plays well, or I'm not going to say well. He plays and gets targets against bad defenses, against tight ends.
This is the worst show we've ever done. I'm honestly considering scrapping this whole fucking episode. Holy shit, this is bad.
I think people, enjoyed listening you guess what tight end I was thinking of.
Oh my God. I went down the list. I had to go down 22 tight ends before I got to Ben Watson.
I'm going to make a neat bet that says he scores a touchdown this week.
He's playing Cleveland. Everybody's going to score a touchdown.
Okay.
I'm not taking that bet.
Okay. I think he's a good streamer. I think he's solid for 30 yards, 40 yards and a touchdown. 30 to 40 yards and a touchdown on... four catches.
It's as simple as this. His best game all year, catches and receiving wise, was against Cleveland. You know who he's playing this week?
Yep.
Cleveland.
Yep.
You're fine.
I think Joe Flacco knows enough to be able to give him the ball.
Joe knows. I mean, Joe knows.
Yep. Oh, we should trademark that.
Isn't that a thing already?
No, it's Bo knows.
Joe knows. No, that's a thing.
Oh,
Joe Stone Crab.
Our listeners are going to try to steal that.
Make money. Joe Knows Lunch is a restaurant.
Oh. No, we could steal that name. That's fine.
Joe Knows Lunch. Doesn't look very good.
Joe Knows Lunch. I'd go there. I'll try it out. Just because it seems like he's a guy that knows what he's doing.
But it's called Adams Joe Knows. Joe's...
Okay, that's really dumb.
I don't understand. Is it Adams or Joe?
Oh, no, it's like Ruth's Chris's Steakhouse.
Is that from the Kardashians?
What?
They went to that restaurant on that show.
It's a popular restaurant.
Let's just move on. I need to stop watching that show with my wife.
All right. I think that, I guess, does it for
it's
some
Miami,
breakdowns.
Right?
I hope.
Isn't that in Miami?
It's everywhere.
Oh, it's everywhere? Really?
It's a chain. Yeah, it's a chain.
Oh, okay. I know I've seen that in the Gables.
Yeah, no, it's a popular steakhouse.
I didn't know it was a chain, though. I thought it was just...
Yeah. No, yeah, it's a chain. It's everywhere. I don't know, a chain, franchise, whatever. There's a lot of them.
All right. It's got good scores on... Okay. On Google.
Yeah. Well, when you pay $75 for a steak, you you better at least pretend that you like it.
Steaks and chops. That's what I would say. You got a cowboy ribeye. Yeah. Ooh, that looks fantastic with the bone still.
What is it, like $60? And it's all a la carte too. So not only are you paying for the steak, but you also got to pay the $15 for a baked potato.
Oh, I hate that. You better like add a side. That's, I'm okay like overpaying for food.
Look, no, you're not going to get a value meal at Ruth Chris's. Oh my God. You're not going to just say, I want a number six at Ruth Chris's.
No, but like when you order a meal anywhere you go, it should have at least one side pairing included with your meal.
No. Christian, this is fancy stuff.
I refuse to even consider otherwise.
What, would you get up and walk out?
I'm offended. You better give me a side of something.
I'll give you a side.
Oh, my God. Do I need to bring up allegations against you, Dale? You just stop sending me shirtless photos, first of all.
I'm not making light of the sensitive situation. For Christian Brito, my name is Dale. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys. Friday. We always forget to plug the Friday show until
Friday
the very
live
last
show.
Thing, so.
Either 8 or 9 o'clock, Dale will tweet it at eSleepFF. We'll put it in the private group as well.
And on Facebook and all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts. I know you plan to be joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Woo. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.